Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every day, we take a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for about 5 to 7 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee. Cozy up like we're by the fire and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. Today we read Exodus 9, Luke 12, Job 27, and 1 Corinthians 13. So today actually I want us to focus on 1 Corinthians 13 and Paul's instructions about love. He walks us through our need for it and its importance, then what it's like and the fruits of it. Then he closes with its enduring and supreme nature above all else. So firstly, he stresses the importance of love. He uses a word from the root word agape, or divine love, affection, or benevolence. Paul holds some comparisons to some of the greatest gifts throughout the passage, and he begins those here, comparing love to the gift of speaking in tongues. He says, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal." In essence, Paul is saying, even if I speak like the language of heaven, without love, I'm just making noise. He says, if he has the ability to prophesy or knows all mysteries, has all knowledge or all faith, but doesn't have love, I am nothing. I mean, let's think on that for a minute. What do many of the best of us in the church desire for ourselves? I know one of those definitely is knowledge. God's word says that wisdom is something to be cherished and comes at high cost, but a cost worth paying unless that cost is your love. God says it's not worth it. Here's another one here that blows me away. He says the same of faith. If you have all faith but not love, you lose. Now, here's a significant thing to understand. Jesus spends so much of his time talking about faith and rebuking his own disciples for their lack of faith as they were trying to work out the miracles that Jesus said that they could do in his power by his authority. Hebrews even tells us, "And without faith, it's impossible to please him." How is it possible that all faith would still equal nothing? So here's how. One important clarifying element to the faith referenced here in 1 Corinthians is that it's the faith that moves mountains. There's a faith in God's power and his miraculous strength to accomplish anything. And then there is the faith that Jesus is God, the faith that he saves you. That saving faith is not what is being referenced here. Even though without love, that saving faith is not possible, God's love for us empowered the invitation, and our love for him that he grants us empowers our response. But here, he's referencing the faith that believes God for the miraculous, and that love still eclipses that. Without love, though you have these things, it doesn't simply say you have nothing, but you are nothing. Ouch! It's not that God is saying that you are literally nothing or have no value, but it would mean you no longer are of value to the set-apart purposes of God that he has specifically for his people, who are a people empowered by love. You're no longer glorifying God because God is love. In 1 John chapter 4, it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." But moving on in 1 Corinthians, the next verse is the last one I really will have time for. But I think it's important, coming on the heels of the chapter that we read today in Luke, that really goes in on greed, the greed of man. But verse 3 here says, "If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing." This is saying you can sacrifice everything and still gain nothing, because it's not about the sacrifice primarily. It is about the heart behind it. Why'd you give it all up? Why'd you give to the poor? Why did you offer yourself up? Was it for love of God or neighbor? If not, you gain nothing. Luke, we read in a couple chapters ago, in chapter 10, verse 27, it says, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Philippians 3:8 said, yes, everything is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ. It is so important that we recognize it is for the sake of God and for the sake of our neighbor that we are to love. All things should be done for those primaries. So what is the primary gift of the Spirit to chase after? It's the ultimate four-letter word, love. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. It never ends. Unlike the gifts that are for today that demonstrate God's presence, his strength, and build up his people, saving faith, hope in Christ, and divine love endure into eternity. But the greatest of these is love. Let's pursue that. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you loved us enough that you decided to come down in the presence of Jesus and demonstrate that love and compassion on the cross for us, Lord God. And through that sacrificial love, we, being empowered by your Spirit, have now come to know you and love you. And Lord, that you send us out empowered by that very same love to demonstrate that love to others, not to simply show up in signs and wonders, not to simply be sacrificial, not to simply demonstrate gifts, but to demonstrate your love. If we don't have love, all of the rest means nothing, Lord God. We ask that you would give us more and more of your love. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment on over there. Make sure you're reading the plan, which has information about that on the site. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.